This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I forgot to check in with Dome.
So on your first point, I'll reiterate my the point I made earlier. We are continuing to reiterate our call for...
All right, quick. Focus. You've seen... In the wake of that horrible shooting in Nashville, a coordinated media campaign from everyone at the New York Post, or everyone from the New York Post to Madonna to the president himself, you've seen a coordinated campaign to either try to fluff up, shine up that monstrous killer, or you've seen a coordinated campaign at the very least to try to project or protect transgenders. And today's a day of visibility and all these other things. And I'm seeing so many on the right saying, why? What? This is crazy. This is tasteless. This, how could you write this article? The New York Post is getting all kinds of garbage today for that whimsical article about the why? Well, pause on that for a second. Walk with me here. Let's talk about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, that's an Islamic country, obviously. It's an Islamic country. Now, if there was a Jewish school that's set up within the borders of Saudi Arabia, and the national government didn't like this school, didn't like that there was a Jewish school there, the national media didn't like this school. The education system didn't like this school. This school preaches things that are opposite of the national religion of Saudi Arabia. And let's say one day some Muslim walks into this Jewish school in Saudi Arabia, shoots the place up. Would that Muslim who walked in and shot the place up, would he be condemned universally? Across the media, and government, and everything else. Of course he wouldn't. Now, maybe they wouldn't celebrate him, but he wouldn't be condemned. Why? Well, he is a follower of the national religion, and he walked in to a religion they consider to be heretic, the religion that is not the religion of the nation, and for religious reasons, killed some of them. If he wasn't lionized, he in the very least would be kind of protected, fluff him up. He was a good Muslim boy, a very good boy there. Why are they celebrating this killer? Why are they fluffing up this killer? why are we so naive to where we are as a nation? We are in a religious war. I don't care what religion you follow or what you think about that. That doesn't matter to me at all. It doesn't matter whether you're involved in it or not. They think they are in a religious war. There is a religious war in this nation going on against Christianity, against any traditional values at all, but most definitely against Christianity. And the tip of the spear in this religious war is the LGBTQ plus thing. And they've been fighting that war with the intention of winning it for so long that now they are the new national religion. We are the U.S. of gay now. The religion of America is gay, gay, trans, whatever it may be. The flags fly from our embassies. You'll see them displayed all over your television set. We dedicate an entire month to the religion where you can't buy Oreos without having it rubbed in your face. Your children are taught about it in schools. The public school library not only has the books there, they have the books there at the entrance when you walk in. Are they inviting pastors to your public school library to teach the kids about Jesus? No. They found the local drag queen so he can twerk in your son's face. We have a new national religion. And not only is it a new national religion, it is a religion hostile to the religion that used to be the religion of this nation. It intends to take that religion down. Christianity in the United States of America, it's the religion of the heretic now. It's a rebellious religion of the heretic. Why do you think the Romans used to feed the Christians to the lions? When you showed up at the Colosseum, you know what you would see? There were actually three different portions to the Colosseum fights. There were animal fights. This is the norm. Obviously, this differed from place to place, but there were animal fights. Remember, there were specialized gladiators, and they would be there to fight animals, lions and tigers and rhinos and things like that. It's really cool, by the way. And then there were gladiators who were made to fight other gladiators, and there were different styles, the different weapons, different styles. But there was always a portion dedicated up to the gladiatorial games. I shouldn't say always. Mostly there was a portion dedicated in the games to the killing and oftentimes torture and killing of various prisoners. It was part of the games. Think of it like the halftime show. And they would look, that's really what it was. I know Chris is laughing, but it's really what it was. It's what it was. Hey, Chris, you people were going down too. They hated the Jews too. Hated the Jews. Judaism was a rebellious religion. What is this? Monotheism, one God. No, we've got a bunch of gods. So what would happen? They'd round up the Jews and round up the Christians, and maybe they'd take you out and they'd chop their heads off. That was how Apostle Paul died. If you've ever read about Paul saying, I've been saved from the mouth of the lion when he was about to get executed, that sounded kind of weird until you realize it would probably be a lot more pleasant to have your head chopped off than to have a lion eat you alive. But sometimes they would tie you to a post and turn lions loose on you, wild dogs. But that was simply part of the Colosseum. Why? Why did they do that? Well, here was this heretic religion, Christianity and Judaism, where it believed in one God, one all-knowing God, and it's a religion that promoted things that the Romans didn't like promoted. Do you know how male-dominated Roman society was? And it's hilarious because people think about Judaism or Christianity today as being oppressive to women or something like that. It was the women's freedom movement back then. Wait a minute, I'm equal in the eyes of God? That's wonderful. To the Romans, that was a big no-no. So these are heretical, rebellious religions in the eyes of the state. Now, fast forward to today. What you saw wasn't some kind of culmination there. What you saw was the beginning. Christianity in America today is considered by the state, by America's corporations, by America's education system, by every single cultural pillar today. Christianity is no longer the pillar of it. It is the heretical, rebellious religion that actually challenges the religion of the state. It's thought to be opposite of the religion of the state. After all, can you really bend the knee to the tranny flag and bend the knee to Jesus? And again, I don't care about your religious beliefs. This is not what this is about. You have to be aware where we are as a nation. Christianity today, it's the rebel religion. So if a practitioner of the state religion happens to maybe take things a little too far in their minds and goes and guns down some people who are members of the rebellious religion, well, he's not going to be, his name isn't going to be besmirched. He's going to be lionized. He's a martyr. He's considered a foot soldier in a religious war. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, hey, I'm not involved in any of this. I'm not any of this. I don't want any of this. I'm not in some religious war. Again, I want to stress to you, you don't get a say. I don't get a say. There won't be any sitting out this religious war, the same way there never is when you're in a religious war. In the end, you will bend a knee to one or the other. And in the end, you will pick a side. If you can't see that, I would argue you've got blinders on to what's happening in this world. You will bend the knee to the trans flag in the end. You will, unless they are defeated. You will. There's no question about it. You will. And I want to reemphasize this again. You pastors out there, you think you're going to be above politics forever? Oh, brother, the wolves are coming for you. The FBI will be at your door before you know it. These little tranny monsters will be kicking down your door before you know it. You are the heretical, rebellious religion that the state once purged from its shores. And so you better drop all that whiny, pathetic, Americanized, we don't do the Democrat versus Republican thing, and start treating your flock like something that deserves to be protected, because I promise you the wolves are coming for them. You've heard the stories I've told you before about what happens to them eventually. When it reaches its final form, you'll wish you'd listened to me then. Until then, go give another sermon on turning the other cheek. Let me know how that goes. All right. Xi Jinping's ready for war, and somebody is in a dark place mentally. Let's see if we can't talk him out of it a little bit. Sound good? Now, before we do that, let's give ourselves a gift right now. Let's give ourselves the gift of comfortable footwear. There are three things, as you well know, you never shortchange yourself on. Your tires. Why not your tires? Your entire life, your family's life, the life of other families depends on your tires. You don't ever, ever, ever shortchange yourself on your tires. Two, bedding. A third of your life is spent in bed. You don't spend a third of your life doing anything else. Spend the money. Get good bedding. And three, anything that goes on your feet. Your socks and your shoes. They're everything. MyPillow all-season slippers, they're the best I've ever had. And they're expensive. $149.98 is expensive. Now, you wear them indoors and out, and they're wonderful, but they're expensive. Every now and then, they do a closeout sale that you have to dive on. They're $120 off right now. $25 for these all-season slippers. They limit how many they even allow you to buy because they sell out so fast. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse gets you that deal. Go now. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm already seeing calls out there again. I'm going to New York City to protest. Just want to remind you once again, and I'm going to put this as gently as humanly possible because you know I'm a gentle human being. Then we'll get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. If you are going to walk into communist New York City with a communist governor, a communist mayor, a communist DA, they've been purging all of the good cops. They're not all gone, but they've been purging good cops and filling up the NYPD with nothing but card-carrying Democrats. And you're going to walk into that city to protest pointlessly for Donald Trump. When they entrap you, and they will, they're already planning on it. Antifa is already suiting up. I guarantee the FBI is already suiting up. Don't believe me about that, by the way. I just want to play something for you really quickly. This is Jay Johnson. I never knew how to say his name. Former White House official under Obama.
On the national scale, I am very concerned that former President Trump has abandoned all moderation in his rhetoric. It is overheated rhetoric. What he is essentially doing in talking to his base, those who, as John put it, under are still under his spell, is basically take up arms against our government, state and local. And particularly after January 6th, Mr. Trump ought to know the consequences of this kind of rhetoric. You know, he will swear that I did not intend violence by my rhetoric, but there's a point where you do intend the consequences of your actions. And we've seen this with January 6th. I'm very concerned that this could be a repeat of that. I know that the Department of Homeland Security right now, as we speak through its intelligence and analysis directorate, is closely monitoring social media, all of its sources, just as is the NYPD and the FBI, looking for potential demonstrations that could turn violent on a national level, whether it's here in New York or Mar-a-Lago or any place else. And I think they need to be.
Department of Homeland Security, FBI, NYPD, already have a headline right here. NYPD ordered to mobilize every single officer in preparation for the Trump indictment. So let me finish my statement. If you're going to walk into New York City to protest, when they entrap you, when they start once again chucking pepper balls at you, when your, quote, patriotic friend turns out to be an FBI informant who's there to instigate something horrible, and when you get cuffs thrown on you and you spend the next 10 years having visitation with your children through glass in a federal prison or a New York State prison, I don't want you to email me and say, Jesse, this sucks. Jesse, this sucks. I get these emails from the January 6th prisoners. I've been getting these emails, speaking for these guys for 2 years now, and it breaks my heart. They didn't know. They didn't know what was happening, and they couldn't know. You, however, have them as an example for what happens when you walk into a blue area. You do know. If you're so stupid that you're going to walk into communist New York and try to protest and accomplish nothing, then you deserve what you're going to get. Stupidity hurts, and you're about to get hurt real bad. I'm not saying you shouldn't be angry. I'm not saying you shouldn't turn it into some form of political activism. All those things are good. You don't walk into New York City. This is what the right is doing right now. This is what the right is doing. Because when I say things like that, I'll get this. Are you saying we shouldn't protest? We can't even protest? Here's what I'm saying. Mike Tyson. All right, Mike Tyson. You know him, professional boxer. Mike Tyson spent years doing what? Training. Running, push-ups, training, running, push-ups, fighting, sparring, running, push-ups, training, fighting, sparring, over, training, till finally he became this killer with his hands. A stud. You've watched Mike Tyson do it. Now, you think, because it's fight night, that you're going to walk into the ring and start fighting Mike Tyson. But he's been preparing for this moment for years. You just got here. Stay out of the ring. The right is not ready for this. They have seized control of all the choke points of power in places like New York City. You're not ready to go fight Mike Tyson. You're going to get hurt. Go run for your school board. Go support someone who is. Go run for sheriff or support someone who is. Get on your city council. Get to your state house and state legislature. 16 Republicans in Georgia today just shot down another great bill. We have our reddest states are soft and weak and pathetic, and they won't do anything. You're not going to walk into New York City and accomplish anything except get cuffs slapped on yourself, be on an FBI watch list somewhere, have your family financially wiped out, and you spend the rest of your time visiting your wife and husband through a pane of glass. Stay out of New York City, and any politician or pundit who tells you otherwise disrespects you. They don't have any respect for you, or they're too stupid to know what time it is. I actually do give a crap about you. That's why I've been talking about January 6th prisoners since, January 6th. I didn't just get here 15 minutes ago. They listen to my show. They listen to my show from jail, and they email me, and it breaks my heart. Patriots who've had their lives destroyed. I don't want to see your life destroyed. I do care about you. Stay out of New York City, all right? You are not safe. They are waiting with open arms for you. They can't wait for you to get there. Jesse, I'll stay peaceful. You think these people don't know how to professionally agitate you into committing a crime? Oh my gosh, they do this for a living. You're not ready to fight Tyson. Go run for school board. Do push-ups for a while, all right? All right. You feeding your dog right? It's a pretty straightforward question. You feeding your dog right? I didn't for years, so I'm not judging you. I didn't. I was feeding my dog what? Dog food. And I'm embarrassed to say, I didn't know it was all dead. And we would even buy, we'd try to buy, and we're not made of money, but we would try to buy the best dog food because we wanted a healthy dog because we love our dog. You love your dog? Man, my dog's never got nutrition at all because dog food's dead. It's crap. My dog gets Rough Greens now, a nutritional supplement that he loves, and I pour on his food twice a day. So now he gets vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega oils. I've never seen such a change so fast in my dog. Got a younger dog, want him healthy? Rough Greens. Got an older dog, aching joints, maybe the eyes are going? Rough Greens. Roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. I almost just called it a Wednesday there, Chris. That would be weird. What? Maybe I want to rewind it to Wednesday. Well, I'll do it, Chris. I'll do it in a heartbeat. You know what we need?
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
That's what we needed. That's what we needed, Chris. I feel like I have a new lease on life. This gentleman needs one. Dear Jesse, I found your show last year and I love it. Find myself nodding in agreement all the time. You say what so many of us are thinking, but most are sadly afraid to say. Let me pause on that for a moment. You're not afraid to say it. Maybe most on radio or TV are afraid to say it. But I don't say anything special here. I talk like you talk. That's all. I just, look, I lack the gene that cares if I get in trouble or get yelled at. That's all there. That's a superpower, Chris. It's a, being a sociopath has its own rewards. Anyway, the guy goes on and says, I completely agree with you. We will only know we're getting real progress when politicians and bureaucrats start going to jail. But here's my question to you. I want more. I want revenge. Our country is full of evil people who wish us harm. I want them to suffer. But this can lead one's mind to dark places. What do you think? By the way, some of us are Ivy League grads, or not all of us are commies. Ha! Feel free to use my first name. And this is from Steve. There's a lot of anger out there and a lot of feelings of revenge. I want revenge. I want revenge. And I am not going to do what you think I'm going to do and tell you, oh, just calm down. No, calm down. No, contrary to what feminized America thinks, anger isn't in and of itself evil. Hate is not in and of itself evil. You should hate what is evil. You should be angry about what is wrong. What can be evil is the action you let that, well, lead you to. Because right now, you are angry. You're angry about so much, from inflation to the arrests to the, you're angry about the border. You're angry about so much. You're angry about the LGBTQ stuff, the climate change and other stuff. You're angry about the COVID stuff. And I am too angry, absolutely angry about it. But we have to understand there are healthy and fruitful ways to turn that anger into action. If your girlfriend runs out on you, she runs out on you for your best friend in the world, you should be angry. That hurts. You were betrayed. Your best friend and your girlfriend, that hurts. Be angry. Don't let your anger turn into you going to burn her house down. Let your anger turn into you spending more time at the gym, finding a new dime who's even hotter, then rubbing that in her face by putting pictures of it up on social media. That's healthy anger. Right now, you're steaming mad about a million things. Good. If you're not mad at this point in time, you're failing. But there are healthy ways we can get back at them. If you really want to hurt them, Let's say you're some violent person. Don't be violent. Remember, always legal and local. But let's say you're some violent person. I want to go get him. I want revenge. And you want to go hurt someone. Punch someone in the face. I'm going to go punch some Democrat in the face. Okay? Let's say you do that. Pick your Democrat. I don't care. You show up. Some event they're having. Walk right up to them. Pow! Just slam one right on their jaw. Knock them cold. Okay? Did you really hurt him? Sure, he's got a concussion. You are going to prison for aggravated assault. Well, I don't know if it's aggravated assault. I don't know the law. You're definitely going to prison, that's for sure. You're going to prison. He's going to be better in a day or two and go right back to pillaging this nation. You didn't hurt him. You stung him a little bit. If you want to know what hurts these people, look at what they get angriest about and then double and triple down on those things. They don't get angry about your violent rhetoric. They get angry when you start winning school board races. They were so frightened when the right finally woke up and started running for school board that the National School Board Union coordinated with the White House to sic the Attorney General and the FBI on those parents to make it stop. They're so frightened about you getting involved in your local elections, they sent the feds after you to try to intimidate you. That's how you install real fear in these people. They're afraid of you taking away their power. Don't let your mind go to a dark place. Let that anger and hatred translate into action. Do you want to do something tonight? You want to do something right now? You want to get back at these people right now? You know how you can do that? Pick up your phone. Stay with me here. Pick up your phone. It's called Early Vote Action. Early Vote Action. Download the app on your phone. No matter where you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, whether you're in New York, LA, Miami, Seattle, or any of the rest of the country in between, Daniel Kelly's running for Supreme Court in Wisconsin. He's being outspent, thanks once again to George Soros, 5-1 from what I understand. Daniel Kelly is going to be the difference in whether there's a conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court or whether there's a communist majority and bye-bye voter ID and bye-bye any chance at winning the Wisconsin for the presidency. You mad tonight? You want to do something? Download Early Vote Action and go get out the vote for Wisconsin. Look, and maybe that sounds boring and crappy, and it does, doesn't it? Who wants to download an app? And I don't want to make phone calls. Well, then you don't really care. I'm sorry to put too fine a point on it. They do the blocking and tackling. Blocking and tackling is not showing up for a street protest. Blocking and tackling is not even voting in a presidential election. Everyone does that. They care enough to get involved. Why don't you do this? Why don't you give it 10 minutes? Download Early Vote Action, get involved, spend 10 minutes. Even if that's all you ever do, you will have done something. They want that Supreme Court seat. The communists want it so bad that we've got foreign-born billionaires writing million-dollar checks to try to take it. They're telling you what they want. They want it. They need it. So deny that to them. That's how you turn anger and hatred of evil into things that are positive. Things that are positive. You've heard me talk about this when it comes to various issues. Abortion's a great one. You're angry about abortion. You're angry about the fact that we've murdered 60 million babies in this country. And I am too. It breaks my heart. It, frankly, if I'm being honest with you, it makes me feel like I live in an evil country. And I don't like feeling like that because I love my country. And you want it to stop. Well, what should you do to make it stop? You're angry. That Planned Parenthood shouldn't be here. Should you go burn it down? Oh my gosh, no. Go help out. Go volunteer at one of these pro-life clinics. Go get involved in your church if you actually have a decent one who gets involved in that cause. Hey, preborn. Get involved in preborn. You're really angry? You're mad? You want this to stop? Preborn, they walk right into the lion's den. And they set up a pro-life clinic and they tell these scared young women who are about to make a horrible decision, hey, come on in. Free ultrasound. And then if you need more help, you got to hide from an abusive spouse or significant other. You need money. You need diapers, formula. You need a place to stay. You're in the right place, young lady. Come on in. We've got you. Now, your hate should be turned into acts of love like that. And action like that. That's how we do it. Go download that Early Vote Action app. Go donate to Preborn tonight. You mad? You want to do something? Spend $28. You're about to drop 28 bucks on a large pizza anyway. Make it a 2-for-1. Get your large pizza and save a life while you do it. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? $28 buys that ultrasound and that saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Don't let your mind go too dark. Be mad, man. Be mad. Hate. You should hate. But use that to fuel you into doing something that actually helps. All right? All right. Some guy emailed me from the toilet, but he emailed me a good point. And so now I'm stuck with the dilemma. Do I read the toilet email or not? Let's find out.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We really need to get Dome back from Africa because she's not doing very well over there. The president of Ghana said this to her today.
There may be an obsession in America about the Chinese activities on the continent, but there's no such obsession here. But China is one of the many countries with whom Ghana is engaged in the world.
That's going well. All right, it's toilet email time. Dr. Jesse, I was sitting on the toilet today when it came to me. Trans folks want acceptance, right? Well, didn't they become trans because they couldn't accept themselves? Still trying to make sense of it. He says his name is Dave. No. Well, first of all, let's deal with trans individuals. Let us never hate trans individuals. Think about what's involved in that. Think about that. Just think for you, normal person, what that means. Think having your mind in a place where you think that you are of the opposite gender. Maybe you even get to the point where you have a doctor start chopping parts of your body off. I don't hate individual trans people. When we're talking about that school shooter and things like that. Oh, yeah, I hate that piece of trash. I hope she's burning in hell. But trans people, I don't have any hatred for trans people at all. I have genuine sympathy for them. You know why? Look, I come from a family where I have a mother and a father. A mother and a father, still married, an older sister who I love. And obviously the Kellys are a little rough around the edges and far from perfect, but I was raised in a loving home. We weren't exactly rich. Obviously, I never missed a meal. I was taught right from wrong. I was taught values. My father's out there teaching me how to shoot a basketball, shoot guns. I did a lot of shooting. Throw a baseball. Basics of life. Ride a bike. Don't lie. Don't run away from a fight. Basics of life. If you're a human being and you get to the place where you think you can chop your penis off and become a woman, man, you probably didn't have the advantages I had as a child. There are some things in your background that went wrong. And maybe you can call me a softy on that. That's fine. But I've brought this up before when it comes to inner city crime and all these guys and all the violence and horrible things that happened there. If you ever dig into these guys or watch a documentary or read their stories, when you find out how they were raised, they never had a chance. I brought up that documentary I watched one time. I actually think it's, I'm going to screw this up. I think it might be on Amazon or something. I think it might be on Amazon. Either way, there's a documentary out there. It's narrated by Forrest Whitaker. And it's a documentary about the conflict between the Crips and the Bloods in Los Angeles. Goes into a bit of the background, and it's got a little of the commie garbage in there. Nothing I thought that was too bad. But you hear these interviews with these gang members, and all they do, they deal drugs, they smoke weed, they drink booze, and they shoot people. That's what they do. And you think, oh, that thug, that piece of trash. And yeah, he is a thug. He is a piece of trash. But then you hear, hey, he was dealing drugs with his mother and his grandmother. One of them on there talking about the cops raiding his home and his grandma giving him crack to hide on her behalf. My grandma Helen would give me fresh baked bread and applesauce when I came over. He was given crack to hide from the cops. I don't judge, man. So let's be honest about individual trans people. I don't judge. Now, if we're talking about the trans movement, now I do judge. And no, the trans movement doesn't want acceptance. The trans movement wants what every communist wants. They want destruction. They want to destroy everything around them. They want to burn everything around them down. Remember, it's all just communism in the end, cultural Marxism. Whether you're a climate change nutter or BLM or you're a feminist or you're part of the LGBTQ Air Force or whatever it is, all it is the religion of the malcontent. Communism seeks out the malcontents in a society because when you have malcontents in a society, what they are is they're cracks in the rock of a society. You find them, you pour water into those cracks, and then you freeze it. And you can shatter even the strongest rock if it gets a crack once you pour water in it and freeze it. I've told you that story before. I grew up in Montana. We'd always go hiking and hunting in the mountains, and you'd come across some gigantic solid boulder, bigger than the size of your car, strongest thing in the world. Then you go elk hunting there a couple years later and it's shattered in three pieces. And it's almost like a perfect cut, like God came down himself and sliced it in two. But it was simply water. Water got in there and it got cold and it froze and pop. That's all communism is. They don't want acceptance. An individual might, but they don't want acceptance. They want to destroy. They're angry, mixed up, part of this cultural Marxist movement, and they want to burn it all down. That's where they are. Jesse, how will the Great Split end? I need your wisdom. Will it end in civil war or separation of the country? And can you say happy birthday to my dad? It'll confuse him because I hope you won't say my name. I don't know your name, and I definitely don't know your dad's name because you didn't put it in there. Even though I'm an oracle, I don't know these things, Chris. But happy birthday, Dad. Rooting for you, buddy. Here's the bar for you. All right. How will all this end? Well, do you want the honest truth? Or do you want me to sugarcoat it for you? Here's part of the honest truth. Grab yourself a Mantis X system, right? Oh, I'm not saying what you think I'm saying yet. Just hang with me. You need to be trained and ready. Your family needs to be trained and ready. No, you don't have to become an expert. No, we don't need you on Delta Force. You just need to be trained, ready, and familiar with firearms. The easiest, most effective, most laid-back way to do that is buying a Mantis X system. Mantis X attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice from the comfort of your home. You dry fire practice from your studio, wherever. You practice with your weapon without firing a shot. And it gives you live feedback as you're practicing, improving yourself. And it'll keep score for you and put you through drills. It's like having a range coach right there in your pocket at all times. The best shooters get better with Mantis X. Beginners learn the basics with Mantis X. Mantis X, all right? Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. Now, the future, the split. He called it the Great Split. What does it look like? Well, this is how I see it happening. And the time frame for this will be, who knows? I don't know how fast this will come about simply because I don't know what major events will happen and when the major events will happen that will accelerate the timeline. Because there will be times when it happens all at once and then will be times when it's really slow. But let's talk about it. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.